Today is Community Sunday, and so that means that to start with, I'm going to do something with kids. Kids, if you want to come down and talk about sticks, I know if Micah was here, he loves sticks, but if you like sticks, does some kids want to come and talk to me about sticks? Lucas, you'll talk to me about sticks? That's great. You do? You want to talk about sticks? Excellent. Hi, Tyrone, how are you? Good, excellent. Well, I don't need you all on the stage, but you two be on the stage. That's fine. Everyone else can come and sit. Now, what you guys might not remember, because sometimes little people don't remember these things, but hopefully the big people remember, is we've been talking about why we do what we do at church. And today we're going to talk about why do we actually come together on a Sunday at church. Now, to start with, I've got some sticks. Lucas, do you think you could try and break that stick? You might be too little, but Tyrone, can you break that stick? Nice. See. Excellent. Can you break the stick? Yes? Go on. Legend. Legendary. Yes! Well done. You got a broken stick too. Nice. All right. Now, Lucas, can you try and break this bundle of sticks? You can't pull them apart. You just got to try and break them. You've already broke that one. That's fine. Lukey, you might be a bit struggling. Tyrone, can you see if you can break those sticks? I'll take these ones. Now, don't try like too hard and ruin my illustration, but is that like much harder to do? Do you think maybe if you and Lukey tried together, you could break it?
What if you pull them
out? Yeah, no, you're not going to be able to break it. Look, let's just try really hard. Look, can we snap this? Maybe one crack. Oh, no, that ruins it. Ignore that. No one saw that. But guys, what do you guys think was the difference between trying to break one stick and trying to break 12 sticks? It's tougher. Any other thoughts from the big kids crowd?
They're all together.
Yeah. The cool thing is, Tyrone, what you're going to find there is all the sticks, when they're all together like that, they all lean on each other and they can keep on relying on each other for strength so that they don't snap.
Are we allowed to take these apart
now? I'd prefer not, because you might turn into a gun. I know what my kids are like. But I'll take that. Thank you so much. Can you guys give these three a big clap as they head on down? That's cool. Guys, you can hang up here if you want, because we're going to just talk about sticks and being gathered people for a little bit. But basically, as we all saw, one stick alone is really easy to snap, right? You can just go, broken. But when you stick all the sticks together, it's really difficult for them to break because they do, like I said, lean on each other and work on that together, which is great. And I think that's actually something that we can think about as we think about why do we gather as a church? Because on our own, we could be easily broken, but together, when we gather together and be in community with one another, it strengthens us somehow, because I've come to believe that God grows and strengthens us through each other. God grows and strengthens us through each other. Now, on a Sunday, we could be doing absolutely anything else, right? We could be staying at home, doing what we like. We could go out, play sport. We could go out to the shops. We could go to the beach. So many different things we could do on a Sunday morning, but we chose to come here. We chose to gather, to sing worship to Jesus, to remember who he is, to pray and ask him to work in our lives. And that's intentional for us to do. It's something we like to do together as a church. And when we do that, something happens, because God grows us and strengthens us through each other. There's a Bible verse I want to read today from Hebrews, and it's Hebrews 10. And we could do lots more in that chapter, but today I just want to focus on these two little verses. And it says this: let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And now, as any good preacher would do, we're just going to break through a couple of lines of this passage. And the first bit I want to highlight is where it says, let us consider. Now, this might not be completely accurate, but when it says, let us consider, it makes me pause and go, okay, this is not just a throwaway line that Paul has got here. This is something that he wants us to pause and think about. And if it's important to pause and think about why it is we're gathering, there must be something to this. Because gathering doesn't happen accidentally. No one here rolled out of bed and then accidentally found themselves here at church. Unless someone's living in the cupboard, I don't know. But we actually had to intentionally come here, whether we walked or drove or caught a bus. We all intentionally came here. And when we came here, this isn't just a club or a group we attend because we you know, get something out of being together as a social group. No, this is a Christian community built on faith. And there's a purpose behind why we gather. And when we think about how we can gather to strengthen others or to encourage each other, there's an intentionality behind that. It's not just going to happen magically on its own. But when we do come together, something happens. The next part I want to find in that verse is where it says to spur one another on. Let us consider how we can spur one another on. Does anyone know what a spur is? Has anyone heard that word spur?
No.
Kimberly. Kimberly is a spur. Excellent. Kimberly. No, that's not quite where I was going. But a spur, what you guys might not know, do you guys know what a cowboy is?
Cowboy.
Yeah.
Cowboy.
And they ride on?
A horse.
A horse. And cowboys have cool shoes. What would their shoes be called?
A horse.
A horse. No, a cowboy's a boot. And a cowboy boot looks a little bit like this. And on the back of the cowboy boot, you might see that little circular spiky bit. That's called a spur. Now, a little bit contentious. I don't want to promote animal cruelty here, but the cowboy, with a love heart on it, that's right, the cowboy will use his boots with the spur, and he will use that to encourage a horse. Let's use the word encourage. It's going to work here. Yes, encourage. Now, look, the cowboy does kick the horse with his spur, and as he kicks the horse, he's doing that to do one of three things. He makes the horse go. Excellent. What else might he do?
He makes it run.
Makes it run, yes. And he also can use it to focus the horse. If the horse is a bit distracted, he goes, hey, horse, make it run straight. That's right. And also, if the horse is facing an obstacle, like something in its way or a big hole it has to jump, makes it like an obstacle course. It encourages the horse to face its fear, to face the obstacle and jump over it. So that spur is used to encourage the horse to move, to stay focused, and to face obstacles. Now, some of you might be connecting the dots in your head and see where I'm going, so I have to put this disclaimer up. Before I do, I think there's another one in there somewhere. Don't kick people. This doesn't give you permission to kick each other. So when I'm saying we spur each other, we're not kicking each other like horses, but we are going to spur each other and kick each other. But sometimes we need a bit of a spur ourselves, don't we? Because sometimes we need to get moving. Sometimes we're just like sitting a bit still in our faith or in our life or what we're doing, and we need someone to give us some encouragement to get moving. Or maybe we're distracted by something, and when we come together and we find someone, have a good conversation, they might help us align our thinking or get right on track. Or maybe we're facing some unknown fear or some obstacle, and it turns out that when we actually come alongside other Christians, that they have ideas or wisdom or ways to move forward in that. And so when we get encouraged in that way, it's like the horse jumping over the obstacle. Sometimes this encouragement, it feels like, whoa, I think Tyrone found an obstacle and he's gotten his encouragement. It's great. But sometimes we need a bit of a spur, don't we? And sometimes that can feel like a bit of comfort kind of encouragement. Sometimes it feels like love. Sometimes it feels like correction. But in any case, sometimes we just need a bit of a nudge to move along in life. And so when Paul says, let us consider how we can spur one another on, is to help each other move forward in our faith and in our journey of our lives. But you can't spur yourself. The horse can't kick itself. Oh, yeah, I'm going. Woo! No, that's not going to happen. Do need to be with each other to help us going, because God grows and strengthens us through each other. The last part of that passage I want to pull out is where it says to encourage us in meeting with each other. And Paul actually says, don't give up meeting together. Now, why am I making a big deal of this? And when we're talking about why we do what we do, why are we talking about gathering? This seems like a no-brainer. Like, you can't do the church gathering without gathering. It's there in the name. But we've made a significant deal about the practices of baptism and communion and tithing. And I think gathering is almost just as important, because we have to do it intentionally. Now, let me admit, just like the other practices, we don't need to gather to be saved. You're still a Christian if you don't gather. But I do think if we're gathering, we're going to grow in our faith, and we're going to go deeper in our faith, and we're going to be encouraged to move forward, to stay on track and face fears. Getting together helps us be encouraged and spurred on, because drift is real. Drift is really easy to do. If we get into the habit of not gathering, that becomes quite normal very fast. And we might not gather, and then we stay stagnant in our faith and we don't grow and we don't go deeper. Busyness is real. Sometimes we have competing priorities or other things that start to pull us away from being able to gather. And I get it. Sometimes things come up and we don't gather, and or there's dysregularity we can't get around. But if those things become a pattern or a habit that keep us away from gathering with the body of Christ, then again, we're going to miss out on that growing and that spurring together that happens. We miss out on coming to the place that God uses to grow us and strengthen us together. And that the other reason I think it's important is because isolation can feel easier sometimes, you know, especially for an introvert like myself. You know what? It'd be far easier if I could do this remotely. If I didn't have to face people, if I didn't have to interact, oh, that would be so much nicer. But you know what? When I actually do get into it, I discover and remember that gathering is a good thing. If you can break that in half, that'd be fantastic.
I can't.
You can't? Being short is then therefore going to be strong as well, isn't it? Nice. Jane's celebrating.
Can you break the stick?
Yeah. Nice. But being together helps us stay stronger. It keeps the embers of our faith alive, because without it, we can easily let faith practices drift away. And when we're alone, we can actually be the most vulnerable to temptations as well. So it's a good thing to gather and to be the people of God together, to encourage each other to be stronger in our faith. Remember the sticks? Alone, we can be easily snapped and broken. But if we're together, we can lean on each other and rely on each other and be stronger together. Now, when we gather, it's not just about being in the same room. There's something important about actually being together and being intentional about being people of faith, encouraging one another. You actually have to go and have those conversations. Sometimes the preacher will say something amazing. What do I mean sometimes? All the time the preacher will say something amazing that might spur you on. But it's those incidental conversations I find are sometimes the most beneficial that are for this sort of process. So sometimes we actually have to get out of our comfort seat and go have the conversations so that the encouragement and strengthening can occur. And being encouraged in our faith, that's like oxygen to our faith. It's like you feel so much more alive and more growing in that space. And when you bring that for others, you're bringing the oxygen for other people. So you can bring it for others and they can bring it for you, and mutually we care for each other and we grow stronger together. We don't kick each other, but we do encourage each other. You can't kick yourself either. That's right. Now, what I would love us to do today, because it is Community Sunday and we do like to do a little bit of interactivity, is I'd love for us to all encourage one another. And I might need some help, but I'm going to ask us all to write a little encouragement card. And just look at the people in the row that you're sitting with today. These are the people that you're going to try and encourage. Now, if your row is small, because there's only one or two of you there, maybe merge with another row so it's not just you. But I'd love for us to all write an encouraging note to everyone who's in our rows today. If it's just your family and you want to encourage someone else, or be like having some cross-pollination, that's okay. You can switch around rows if you like. But I'm going to get someone to help me hand out these cards. But if we could spend some time writing an encouraging note. For some of you, you're going, yeah, this is great. This flows out of me. For some of us, it's like, how do I start? You might just write, hey, thank you for the way you dot, dot, dot. Or I love the way you dot, dot, dot. Or whenever I talk to you, you encourage me in this way. Or share a prayer for them or a Bible verse. Or I like your shoes. You can get, if it's that's easiest for you, go with that.